Je n'en veux la borde non non
Song of Milarepa, six illusions that illustrate impermanence. Do you have a special melody with that?
No.
Look at the outer appearing objects. They are impermanent like last night's dream. Thinking of this dream and being's delusion. It makes me sad. Have you cut delusion and its root? Rachel. Reflecting on this divine Dharma comes to mind. Having looked inwardly at my body, it is impermanent like a city of Gandhavas. It grows and decays, it makes me sad. Have you cut through birth and death, Rechumpa? Reflecting on this divine Dharma comes to mind. Having looked inwardly at the inner perceiving mind, it is impermanent like a tiny bird on the top of a tree. It does not stay in one place, it makes me sad. Have you reached the stronghold of the mind, Rechumpa? Reflecting on this divine Dharma comes to mind. Having looked inwardly at the inner moving breath, breath is impermanent like mist in the atmosphere. Mist fades away and is gone, it makes me sad. Is the movement self-purified and refined, Rechumpa? Reflecting on this divine Dharma comes to mind. Having looked inwardly at friends gathered, friends are impermanent like visitors to a fair. Having gathered, they are certain to separate, it makes me sad. Have you outgrown your relationships, Rechumpa? Reflecting on this divine Dharma came to mind. Having looked inwardly at wealth accumulated, wealth is impermanent like the honey of bees. One's own possessions are injured by others, it makes me sad. Have you opened the treasure of his central Madre Chumpa? Reflecting on this divine Dhamma came to mind.
Tembala ye yobale tekpa chimbu lore teyan kasang gendru nyeba hengu ngure hengu ngulo som tokpo kobe hengam ter temba tenero ba tokpo kobe hengam ter temba yeda ningbo medo ge jin be hengam seda de ke ba tele si jete yeda ningbo medo ge jin be hengam tele Minji jinjik ten chepar do sewa tang somre. Ti tangbo tukpo koepe hengu cher tenpa tela hengam cher tenpa tang chepar seja do meba tang nire.
From the text The Treasury of Knowledge composed by Jamgon Kongto Lodre Taye, Rinpoche teaches the chapter which explains the arisal of the universes. There are four subdivisions. Rinpoche shows, is explaining the subdivision which shows the arisal of the worlds, explained in the Mahayana. Continuing from yesterday, we are now in the second point, which is the explanation of the actual structure of the universes. This is divided into three parts. It is the general explanation of the densely arrayed universe, another word for Akanishta. The second is the particular explanation of the base essence flower ornament universe. And the third is the worlds of endurance, which are a particular category of these two, namely of the densely arrayed universe and the base essence flower ornament universe. The first point of that, the densely arrayed universe, is again divided into two, into a general explanation and a specific explanation.
Tela tambo tupu kwebe shinkan che tenpa ne lover treme tarwe wume ne kamsom leende ikhi rime ba rana zonro tupu kwebe ro nambar nanze ikhi kanjin zo papare la sewa tarji shin ikhi sabasu.
The root verse, Rinpoche asks you to write it down. I first read it once. It says, Akanishta, which is free of adventitious stains, is beyond the three realms. It is primordial awareness, impartial, self-appearing, spontaneously present and densely arrayed. There abides Varochana, ocean of great primordial awareness. On each pore of his body, there are 1,000,000,000 universes. Akanishta, which is free of adventitious stains. Adventitious. Like Advent coming and issues. Uh, adventitious stains are stains which don't belong to the nature of the thing, which are just sticking outwardly and are temporary and removable. So Akanishita, which is free of adventitious stains, second line, is beyond the three realms. Comma, it is primordial awareness, comma, impartial, comma. Next line, self-appearing, comma, spontaneously present, comma, and densely arrayed. Densely arrayed means completely packed full. Self-appearing, spontaneously present, and densely arrayed. Arrayed, full, arranged, it's the same as, similar to arranged. Packed full, stuffed. Next line, there abides Vairochana. He has a byname which is called Ocean of Great Primordial Awareness. So there abides Vairochana, Ocean of Great Primordial Awareness. There abides Vairochana, Ocean of Great Primordial Awareness, full stop. On each pore of his body, there are 1,000,000,000 universes. On each pore of his body, there are 1,000,000,000 universes. Kriegt Eva?
Kangtse, du Kangtse, Lower Jetme. Lower Trupe Chama Simjin Trubati, Lower Trupe Chamare Lower Trupe Chame Yin or Yin Namdala, Yin or Yin Namdate, then it's Simjin Nelo, Yin or Yin Namber Taba, Mola Chama Mapa. Re? The Yin or Yin Nam Yin or Yin Namdala, Lower Trupe Chama. Charva tīcī, tī tūna, yīng dā yīkī yīr mīkēn. Nē lūk lā yīng dā yīkī yīr mē pārē. Tānyī dā yīng dā yīkī sōsūr hēn yāng. Tōngu lā sōsūr hēr kēn, sōsūr hē pā yōn yāng. Ngū yīng dā yīkī yīr mē pārē, yīr mīkēn. Yin dan yi ki yin mi ji tok pa ngon tu chur pa kapsa ta sang jie no re. Sang jie pa kang tu nye pa. Sang jie ji kong pang kang tu nye pa. Tini. Tini ji sa la. Umi ki jio pa tini. Ne so chik tu che pa mi te. Umi ji ne te. Umi tuk po ko pa ne te. So chik kya lo nuk zang ra wo chik. Ten ra wo so chik tu ne pa me pa re. Kainsena, yin re yin mi ji tokpa ngon to chorte, lor trupe trama sepe sa te ome re. Pe re, kaana nyi du suwa ne ter malanja nawan joan yeno. Malanja nawan te kaangdo nyi du suwa sa te la malanja nawan shaba pe te yendo. Mala kawa shagre se na kangdo ni de so ne tele mala shagre. Pe te ye do yene yemi ji toba ngon de jote lowon tru be jama se de. Yene yemi ji toba ngon de jote sang je be sa de wo mi re se do. Sa cha se ra ba me ba re. Tian ore mala je na wa jo wa yin no do se ji ya.
First line says, Akanishta, which is free of adventitious stains, once one has purified one's, or the adventitious stains are the stains of delusion of sentient beings. They are the stains which delude sentient beings. Once one has purified these adventitious states, there is a completely pure expanse. This completely pure expanse is the true nature of mind. The true nature of mind is completely pure. So when one has gotten rid of one's stains of delusion, then there is this completely pure expanse. At that time, when one is free of these adventitious stains, then the expanse and primordial awareness are inseparable. From the point of view of the true nature of mind, expanse and primordial awareness are inseparable. But talking just conventionally, one would explain the expanse and primordial awareness differently or separately. On a conventional level, you can separate these. But from its very essential nature, they are inseparable. Expanse and primordial wisdom are inseparable. This is when one has become Buddha, or a Buddha.
This is Buddha.
Whatever that is, wherever this state of Buddha is, that is called Akanishta. Akanishta means not lower. It is the highest realm, so not lower than anything. It is a place which you cannot locate in any direction. You cannot say it's in the east, in the north, in the west, or in the south. It's not locatable. And it is not locatable because it is the manifestation of the inseparability of expanse and awareness. It's the manifestation of this inseparability. It's not a place which you can locate. It is a place which is here compared to an example. Wherever you fall asleep, this is where your dreams appear. So at the same place where you fall asleep, there is where your dreams appear. This means the place of Buddhahood is not a place which you can locate, because it is just a manifestation of the inseparability of the expanse and awareness. It is a state where one has exhausted one's adventitious stains of delusion. This very place is called Buddhahood, or Ogmen, or Akanishta.
Umin tukpo kwebe shingham tela yang rangyin namda ke umin tukpo kwebe shingdang lovo tadraji umin tukpo kwebe shingyi re. Rangyin namda ke umin tukpo kwebe shingde ngacho simjin namje simjin nelok vaysa dirshi nyingbo sartong yer mepa. Ngula yini teme magupa, ngu yini teme nambar tapa. Ngu yini tsama, ngu la yini teme kui manyongpe, yin de rang yin namda ka omeyre, tangbo ni omeyre, ton tangbo omeyre. Lobo tadraji omey te, tetari ina yang, dene semjin namla marekpe wangke lobo ntrupe trema yare, lobo ntrupe trema te rang yin le yomare, namka tenje drapa, cho nyokpa, se la ya yubo yendo, lobo ntrupe trema yare, Lobun trupe trima madab nekab so, dene rangin namda ke omi ina yang, lobo tadaji omi mare. Ta namche ke tse, lam yamsu lang te, lobun trupe trima pakcha ta cheba se te, semje nelo deshi nyingbu tokpa ngondu cho te, yinra yinmi je tokpa ngondu cho pe kab so sang jeba re, dene semje ying te, ton tampa omi yang re. Tene takpa ni din jo ume re.
This is what is called Ogmin Akanishta, or also the densely arrayed universe. There are two types of this Akanishta, densely arrayed universe. One is the naturally pure, densely arrayed universe, Akanishta, and the other one is the densely arrayed universe, Akanishta, which is purified of its of the adventitious stains. So there are two types, naturally pure, and the other one is the purity of adventitious stains. The first time, the naturally pure Akanishta is the true nature of mind of sentient beings. Clear light, the Tathagata Gaba, which is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness. It is the very essential nature, which is pure of any stains from the very beginning. It is completely pure from the very beginning. It was never covered by any stains. It was never dirty from the very beginning. One can also call it the absolute Akanishta. Although, on the one hand, the true nature of mind of sentient beings is this naturally pure Akanishta, on the one hand, it is there, this naturally pure Akanishta. On the other hand, due to the power of sentient beings, ignorance, it is obscured by temporary adventitious adhering stains. Like the sky sometimes is clouded over by clouds, and like the water, when it is stirred up with mud, seems to be muddy. But these stains are only temporary, they are only adventitious or adhering. They are not there from the very nature, or they are not contained within the very nature. Although the very nature is pure from this very beginning, temporarily we have these adventitious stains. These adventitious stains we can purify when we progress on the path, practicing the genuine Dharma. When we have purified all these adventitious stains progressing throughout the path, we will reach the highest level of the path, which is a purification of the adventitious stains, where we manifest the true nature of mind, Sugata Gaba. And this is then the purity of the temporary adventitious stains. So thus one can talk of two types of purity, the natural purity and the purity which is a result of the purification of adventitious stains. And one can call this akanishta then, when one has reached this state of Buddhahood, one can call it the akanishta which possesses the two types of purity.
Tene deva chenji shankan la sopa shankan sirur do yoba dang tenyan ta rungbo lo yoba ten rabi sheba yoba te trangdung kunzub ji shesor kansa le tangbo pa le shesor tang nyamsa le nchor.
When one talks about these Buddha fields, about Devachen and so on, and speaking or saying it is far away, it is something outside, when this was taught, this was just a provisional intention of the Buddha's meaning, that was to guide the ordinary beings, or to start our teaching ordinary beings with ordinary capacities.
Tene changdong si jide karela chang re se na kin kam ti thartok sem je ne lo ro yi je number ta pe wo min je tene kin kam je to pa ngon de jo go re.
This provisional meaning or this provisional intention is an intention which guides you somewhere. It will guide you to the ultimate meaning, which is the Buddha nature, which is the true nature of mind, which is the realization or the manifestation of the ultimate akanishta or pure realms.
Deyang, omen ji shankam deyang, tukpo kopi shankam deyang, durzen trunang ga madi bari, durzen trunang mare, Durzen Trunang Pachachi Madupe, Madupa Yambate, sir. The Kanzukan Zumi come the Kamsomlin Deba. Kamsomlin Deba, Mazi Hindan Deba. Kamsomlin Hindan Deba. Kamsomlin Hindan Deba in a Nanzokar, Ranang number Tabikin. San Geba for Ranga Ranang number Tabare. Ranga. Lovan Trubba Trima Pakchata Jepa Sete Yenwe Yenmi Jito Bangondu Jirba Kapsu Ranang Do Tene Tanda Ta Tupu Kwebe Khen Da Nama Shagaya Ranang Nambar Tabi Khen Yehi Ji Yarmi Kangso Yarmi Kang Yardu Mepa Yarmi Kang Yariye Kang Se Jete Yardu Mepa Tse Zongdu Mepa Kang Vatse Gre
La
Yarmi Kang La Le Yarmi Kang Yariye Kang Se Ando Tse Lende Pe Kangba Telen de Kangbari Yarmi Kang Yarmi Kang dea, Zele to be Yarmi Kang Mare, Yiji Yarmi Kang, Yarie Kang. Sotan Riso Machechen, Sotan So Shalo Nozan Tomadobare, Riso Machechen. Koba Te me Bada Deba. Tene hinkam je koi ba te ya che me ba da de ba che le de ba de lu che zong mo to ba che le de ba ranang number ta bi kinga yin be se na che le de ba rang ngo u na we lon chu yon so zo pe rang ngo u se je te yin re yin mi je yin re yin mi La Dibzi Lovan Trubba Chama Seba Top Je Ranga Ngovi Nawa Rangin Je Nawa Rangin Je Nawa Pena Cho Tawa La Dabu Zungi Chagra Tehi Che Bechar Gogo Mare Rangin Je Cho Tawa La Dabu Zungi Chagra Tehi Naji Ngovi Nawa Rangin Je Nawa Longchu Yonsu Zopa Longchu Nam Yonsu Zopa Zopa Jin Tan Yozi Jincha dan yozi si jit chatang longjul kore. Jincha dan yozi chöpe train chöpe zhe nam train ji zozu kore. Chöpe train tada chöpe train tam che. Pena namkha la train ji chapa te kendo chöpe zhe sanje ma chapa nam train ji zozu kore. Yozi chöpe train tada ຊື່ຈຸດໂຕໄປຊື່ດຸບຈິນຈຸດໄດ້ແມ່ໂຕເບຊຸດຈິຊຸເປັນຊຸເປັນໄດ້ມາແດ່ຍິນຊິນກາດແດ່ຍິນຍິນມີຈິດໂຕບັງງົນໂຕຈຸເປັນໂຕຈິຣານັງແກຣານກະຕັກປະນາວຍິນເປັນນະລື່ນຈຸດໂຕເປັນຈຸເດແລ່ນຈຸດໂຕເປັນພັນຊາມມາຈິປາຊຸເປັນເຈດາຍໍຊິນາຍາປາດັນຊາມດັງຊຸເຈແມ່ເປຊາຊໍແມ່ປາຕົງບັນດາໂອແມ່ປາພັນຊາມມາຈິປາ ตุกปอกูเสจเตชวยเปเจเจปันซัมมัยมันจิปะตุกปอกอปะเปนะหิงนาฮาจังมังโบละหิงนาตุกปอกิจเวบะยินโตเตนินชวยเปเจตันโยเจเจปันซัมเมปะฮาจังชวยเจเจคัมเสนะตุกปอเสเรตุกปอกอเปเนเตโรเนเตนิโตซังเจนัมเจซังเจนัมเจนัมเตมาเจเรซังเจทัมเจเจลงจู ลืนจะจบไปนับหนึ่งนั่นเองสังเกตทำเจจะลงก็สังเกตทำเจจะลงจู่ลืนจีจบไปลืนรบจะจบไปก็นับหนึ่งนั่นเองนับหนึ่งนั่นเองสังเกตทำเจจะเต็นนี่ตั้งก็จิกจะจบันเราเห็นกันนับหนึ่งนั่นเองก็ยังดูเหรอก็ยังดูเหรอสิจิตเต้โซ่ทำเจเลยเหรอจิตจะบังอาจู่เหรอเต้ดงเหรอโซ่เลยเต็นนั่น
ตักปะเตจับเลยนอบเลยเต็งก็โดเตตาตุกมันนับหนึ่งเจ้าโซ่ก็ยังดูเหรอจิตสิกว่าเต็งชนโดนดูเหรอเยี่ยบอะไรก็ยังดูเหรอยี่หิกังจินโซ่ยี่หิกังจินโซ่นับหนึ่งกังจินโซ่ก็ยังปับปุ่งเรื่อยๆอย่างก็ยังปับปุ่งเรื่อยๆนั่งเลยอย่างเสวะชาจัดจิ้งกังจิ้งก็ยังปัดดัง
เดินบ่เห็นการเดินนะยินตาเจมือเตยินดานำยังเตนี่จูมากูบ่ได้ชินเซน่ะยินเจ็บก็ยับบุคงเรื่อยๆลายังเสวะจัดจิ้งก็ยับบัดดินนะเตนี่ตันดาเห็นก็ยับบัดดินนะส่งดันทุกดันยืนดิ้งจี แต่เนี่ยสังเกตมาจับประเด็นกันเลยเสร็จตอนนั้นตั้งชุดจุลงจุสังเกตมาจับประเด็นได้ไหมก็ยังเก็บสังเกตมาจับประส่งตัดทุกจะทุกจะทุกจินเชื่อประเด็นสังเกตมาจับประเด็นได้ไหมตรงยินตาเจมือเดียงข้างรำจังจังโซก็จิกละจบบ้างสังเกตจิงข้างรำจังจังโซท่าเย็บบ้านนั้นก็จิกละ นั่นเป็นนั่นจะก็จิกละจบว่าดีก็จิกละจบสุดที่นั่นนั่งเตียงแต่นี่ยิงเรื่อยมียิงเรื่อยมีอ่ะเส้นจันเส้นจันเนื้อลูกยิงเรื่อยมีจียิงเลยยากอยู่เลยพายเชื่อชั่วละละละร่างยิ่งบัดเอาเชื่อไปเลยก็จิกละจบว่าต่างดูเจ้าก็เต็งดูจังจู่ละดูเจ้าเต็งดูดูนี่สังเกตุบริเชื่อไปเลยเตียงดูดูเจ้าก็เต็งนะ
ฮิงดอร์จังนี่จะสังเกตุเห็นก็ดอร์จะจังตานี่เนี่ยเนี่ยเป็นจังนี่จะเห็นยังนั่งเห็นโอ้ไม่จิตดอร์ไม่จิตดอร์สังเกตุเห็นแต่โอ้ไม่ใช่ก็มันดอร์สังเกตุเห็นดอร์เสียนั่งเห็นก็จิตเลยยังนับหนึ่งจะก็จิตเลยยังก็รำจังจำต้นเดือบตาเตยงสุดจบว่า
The next verse in the root text says it is beyond the three realms. Akanishta is beyond the three realms. This state of Buddhahood or Akanishta, there not a delusion-based appearances of sentient beings, or it is not a delusion-based appearance of ordinary sentient beings. Therefore, one says, it is beyond the three realms. It is beyond the desire realm, beyond the form realm, and beyond the formless realm. And it does not only say it is beyond the three realms, it says it's very beyond the three realms. It is a self-appearance. That means it appears to the one who has become Buddha naturally. It appears to the one who has exhausted his or her adventitious delusion-based or adventitious delusive stains, who has manifested the inseparability of awareness and expense. It is a self-appearance which appears by itself to the one who has become a Buddha. And how does it appear? It appears as a completely pure universe. It is a palace made of primordial awareness. Meditating on deities, we are talking about palaces, which are the houses where the deities stay in. They are immeasurable houses because they are not made of substances. They are beyond any material substances. They are made of primordial awareness. Also, this state is a palace of primordial awareness. It does not fall into any extreme or direction. It does not fall into directions or partiality. That means you cannot locate it anywhere in the four directions, east, west, north, and south. It has no partiality. And it has an immeasurable array. That means it is completely filled. Immeasurable means it is so much filled that it is not understandable by an ordinary intellect of ordinary beings, because it is actually a self-appearance, a completely pure self-appearance, completely filled, therefore it is not understandable by ordinary beings. It is filled with naturally appearing possessions. Naturally appearing means it is the state where one has actualized the inseparability of expense and awareness, where all adventitious stains are exhausted. And due to the exhaustion of all adventitious stains, it is naturally appearing. That means there is no effort involved. The same thing is when you have some water. When the moon is shining out in the sky, then there is no effort involved that the moon is reflected in the water. It is naturally appearing. So these appearances, these possessions which fill this densely arrayed universe appear naturally. There are ornaments and possessions which are completely perfected, there's actually a play with words here. It says, the possessions of complete and perfect enjoyment which appear naturally, which has the Tibetan word of the Sambhoga possessions. And it refers then to the Sambhogakaya. They are like offering clouds. This is an example for how densely arranged they are, like offering clouds. Sometimes when we look at the sky and it is completely clouded, there we can see how densely the clouds are arranged on the sky. In the same way, it gives here the example for how densely the possessions are arranged in this realm. They are spontaneously present. That means there is no effort involved to bring forth these possessions or enjoyments, because it is just the manifestation of expense and awareness inseparable. All temporary adventitious stains are dissolved, so they appear spontaneously. There is no empty gap in between all these arrangements, not a single empty space. Therefore, this realm is called the densely arrayed universe. Densely arrayed, or dense, it is called for that reason. If you have a forest is dense with trees, or dense through the trees. In the same way, it is called here, this universe is dense through all these many possessions. In this state, or in this place, there abides Vairochana, who is the spontaneously present Sambhogakaya of all the Buddhas. Vairochana, that means that Vairochana is the body of all the Buddhas, or all Buddhas are present in the kaya, in the Sambhogakaya of Vairochana. He's facing all directions. That means he can look into all directions. When you see a picture of Vairochana, you see he has four faces, into one face into each direction. He's not restricted as us. We only have one face. If we look to the east, we can only see the eastern direction. We cannot see the other directions. But Vairochana has four faces into four directions. Therefore, he can look into all directions simultaneously. His byname is Ocean of Great Primordial Awareness. Vairochana, Ocean of Great Primordial Awareness. On his Nirmanakaya, on each of the pores of the hairs of his body, there are 1,000,000,000 universes. That means he has an arrayment of 1,000 million universes on each of the pores of his body. Not to mention his speech and mind. It is a big quality to have all these universes in his body, but he has inconceivable qualities also of speech and mind. In this way, a whole ocean of infinite universes is completed within a single body or within a single kaya. Because this body or this kaya of Vairochana is not a real body, but here we are talking about the true nature of mind, the Sugata Garba. Therefore, we can speak of that this one body comprises all or the whole ocean of infinite universes. Explaining Vairochana, then one, or the body of Vairochana, then one would explain him just like a god. But here it means he is the true nature of mind. Upon one atom, there appear the same number of universes as there are atoms in the Buddha fields. Dulchiki tengna dine dul karidu.
Dorje gdena, dorje trangdanya bhikkham.
Di nampa nangje gi.
Then Rabo the Jumsen Kare, Nyambani, the Jumsenre, Nyambani, Mayina, Dor Chung Chung, Hingan Chamber, Hungamare, Dor the Hingamla, Chichong, Cheba Mabre. Teacher as a Melana Sano Dangor, Melana Sano Dana, Masun Zumo, Tangre, Rab, Chichong, Cheba Yamare, Nigam, Madobre, Tena Yi, Nyamni, the Jumsen, Dor Chiganana, Sanjay, the Dorja Tanga Nyampe, Dor Chiganana, Sanjay, Hingan Taye by you, Kate Yere. Sanjeji Hingaja Sai Dorje Tandanya Bikingan Yereva. The Jumsen the Kare Nyambani in the Jumsen. Chichong Nyambani.
There are so many universes that one can say in one atom there appear the same number of universes as there are atoms in the Buddha fields. And the reason for that is that they are equality. Otherwise, it would not be possible that in a single atom, so a huge, not even a huge universe can appear. It just talks about the number. And there are so many universes that within each universe, within each atom, so many universes appear as there are atoms in the Buddha realms. Or in the, the Buddha universes. And the reason for that is that there are equality. There is no difference between big and small. Therefore, within a single small atom, the universes can appear. This is, for example, when we have a dream. In a dream, there is no difference in size between our finger and Mount Meru, because from their essential nature, they are equal. That's why within one atom, so many universes as there are atoms in the Buddha realms can appear. Within one kaya, there are oceans of infinite kayas. And each of these kayas appear to pervade oceans of infinite kayas and Buddha fields. This is not an object of experience for ordinary beings. It's not an object or a sphere of experience for the intelligence of ordinary beings. It's inconceivable.
Ne dorje davata pe oman jo kwale sombare dorje ge nangna namken the to bi chen kan tamje ye par teng ge re sombare dorje ge nangna namken the to bi chen kan ye par san ji teng ge re sombare ti jin sen kar re dor tan ji ti ni ka den bar ma do pa nan dong ye mi bi jin sen ji re tan da yang xie zhe ten de wo ye bar Dorchik nana namkan te nyambe shankam ten na yang dutin te cheru madova, shankam chongru madova, ten rabo sanje je shankam ten giri sumpare. Te jumsin te nika nandong yemi yinpe jumsin giri. Nandong yemi yinpa ta nyamba nyi yinpe jumsin giri. Te nandong yemi ta nyamye je pe te tsobo tata ngasu mulan la samno tango kuto. Malama to yenda pinyi yamar.
Who is it, Chanta Rakshita?
Maramar, Chanta
Chanta Kirti.
Omanjopa, Madama Gavata.
Chanta Kirti was describing this in his Madhyamaka Avatara, entering into the middle way. He was saying, within one atom, there are as many worlds as you can see when you're looking out into the sky. What is the reason why this is possible? This is possible because the atom itself does not truly exist, and also all the worlds don't truly exist. Both of them are appearance and emptiness inseparable. The best example to illustrate that is always the example of a dream. And other than the dream example, there is no good example to illustrate that. So because both the world as well as the atom are just appearance and emptiness inseparable, they are equal, they are equality. Therefore, it is possible that within a single atom, as many worlds can be perceived as you can see outside.
That's our name.
Lord, me drive, O mene, console, and
Akanishta, which is free of adventitious things, is beyond the three realms. It is primordial awareness in partial self-appearing spontaneously present and densely arranged. There abides by body, there are 1,000 million universes. Akanishta, which is free of adventitious things, is beyond the three realms. It is primordial awareness, impartial, self-appearing, spontaneously present, and densely arrayed. There abides Vairochana, ocean of great primordial awareness. On each pore of his body there are 1,000 million universes.
Ta kebar seda de kebar to pukoba. Kebar seda de kebane. Neyip jatse kapa sam jab ki sab sun
Now the specific explanation of the particular features of this densely arrayed universe. It just has one line of Wu text which says location, shape, size, duration, and arrayment are inconceivable. Please note down. Location, shape, size, duration, and arrayment are inconceivable. Location, shape, size, duration, and arrayment are inconceivable.
This
densely arrayed universe. This densely arrayed universe is an inconceivable universe. How is it an inconceivable universe? Because its location is inconceivable, its shape is inconceivable, its size is inconceivable, its duration is inconceivable, and its arrayment is inconceivable.
Tangbo tobo ko ne sanje ma jab jun sin kar re. Hien kan hien la la nam ki ying le ne ba. Hien kan la la Norvi jamso tala neba, dun yang. Norvi jamso tala neba.
Daxen?
Karese. Hengan lala tavu meba, jachiava, payme jamso la neba. Hengan kake sanje jisenabji ying la neba. Yang Jung Yella Neba Sanje is in the Neba Sanje is an absolute thinking. Nether young Mandava not so by ever. This is not Sanje Major.
So why is the location of this densely arrayed universe inconceivable? Because some universes abide within the expanse of space. Nobu Gyamso Dagla Nepasena.
Nobu Gyamso La Nepa. Nobu Gyamso
Dagla. Mangtsikri. Some universes abide within. Some universes abide within the ocean of jewels, or the jewel-filled ocean. Some universes have no end nor a middle. Some universes abide within the blessing of the Buddhas. Some universes are based upon or supported by the blessing of the Buddhas. In this way, the universes are inconceivable. That is the inconceivable location of this universe.
Tene yeb de chepar san je macha pa dombo ta tuje la so pa tene yeb de chepar yang san je macha pa san je macha pa se je ten tha ye pa ke ja.
Then the inconceivable shape. Some universes are round, some are square, and so on. They have different types of shapes. Therefore, these universes have inconceivable shapes. Speaking of inconceivable, it means endless, or endless in number, maybe.
Tenija. Ja san jin ma cha pa ja te xian kan kha xie la ha jiang cai zong mei bu jia jian bo da xian kan kha xie le zhong zhong te wong zhong zhong de te wong zhong zhong zhong
te wong
zhong zhong.
Also the size is inconceivable because some universes are extremely vast. And some are just as small as your thumb.
Tene te ya ja chenpo de yang chung chung yan nan so de ma to ne so le nyam pa ni de chi chung yan wa.
If one talks about big size and small size, this is just the way how they appear. It is not the way how they truly are.
Tene che de yin che de xian kam le yin ka che yo de yin yang karpa nepa ni karpa chola nepa ta tani karpa seva le nepa la so ba tani tanda jyun thong yang che par sang ji ma cha pa yo ba
seva sana
seva seva bom ja
bom ja fundat
la so ba je ba te chu ji ta.
Talking about the duration, it means the time, how long these universes exist. It says some of them just exist 1 aeon, some just exist 10, but some universes exist for 10 million aeons. Therefore, also the duration is inconceivable.
Tene nga pa koi pa sanji ma cha pa re. Shinkan na la koi pa ya manda pa na zo pa koi pa sanji ma cha pa.
The fifth inconceivable is the inconceivable arraignment. The different types of universes have different types of arrayment, therefore these are also inconceivable.
Tene de kap de ne ye ja che ko pa nga la par po che long che ke mang bon do te so tan da he ne ping de sa ma.
In this text here about this five inconceivable things about the location, shape, size, duration and arrayment, it is described with many quotations of the Palpoche Sutra. Avatamsaka. And it won't benefit if we go into detail here.
Tan dor dono umi topo kebe shangkan te sem jene lo hoesar je hoesar ngor ang jinje nambar tawar e lo vun trupe trama se te yin re yin mi je topa ngon de chepe kap so tini shangkan jang so shangkan san je ma chepe na war e hoesar je yin re shangkan na ma da wo ki yo war.
In brief, this Akanishta, the densely arrayed universe, is the true nature of our mind, clear light. Its essence or essential nature is completely pure. And once we also have purified the adventitious temporary stains, then we will have manifested the expense and awareness inseparable. And once that happens, then immeasurable universes appear. But all these immeasurable universes are just appearances within the expense of our clear light nature of mind.
Sagong, Nyama, Dawa, Karma, Laso, Pajachin, Bukasiji, Nana Yang, Melanji, Kapja, Sema, Sergi, Yin, Lir, Serudu, Yomare, where Sergi Yin, Chagor, Teda, Chipana, where Sergi Yin, Chagamjana, Chagor.
That is similar to when we are dreaming. When we dream, we can also see the sky, space, our world, the continent, the sun, the moon and all the stars or continents out there. But all the appearance of these different universes or these different appearances are just appearances which appear within the expanse of our clear light nature of mind. And they don't really exist out there.
Tene deva dai kewa nangni thogure ta nangni thobi jungsi shikham jatta so nangna khande si kago da tena tene hakogre sella thobya yama tela gonte malare pe nang deva matom na si deva dunga jo songre si ni dechi ji thobya yawa dembar zone bezor se na dunga ji jo songre nang deva thogure nang deva da kare sim ji ne lo yin ri yin mi ji tong thogure tene nang deva thogure mare
Nangi deva matopna?
Si deva dungaja.
Dungnagi.
Si deva ka dungaja jo sogar. Te si deva sogar, te si dunga sogar.
Once one has realized the true nature of mind, clear light, the Buddha nature, then one will obtain bliss and peace from inside. Both bliss or happiness and peace are obtained from inside. They are nothing to be obtained from outside. And this is what we can understand now on the examples given here. This is the same as Milarepa says when he said, as long as you have not gained happiness from inside, all outer happiness will just be a cause for suffering. That means once you realize your true nature of mind, you will have an inner happiness, an inner peace, which comes through the realization of your true nature of mind. But as long as you don't have that, if you look for peace and happiness outside, then you won't get it, even though you exhort yourself looking for it outside. This will just bring you suffering. It might bring you some happiness temporarily, but afterwards it will end up in suffering. So what is then the inner peace or the inner happiness? Inner happiness is the realization of the true nature of mind. Another song of Milarepa, which he sang in Yalmo Kangra at the Takpuk Sengyedzong, the lion cave tiger fortress here in Helambu, where he was asked how he was, and he said, "All suffering arises for me as happiness, therefore I'm happy." This is an expression of happiness which shows that Milarepa has realized the true nature of mind, has manifested or actualized expense and awareness inseparable. If you actualize expense and awareness inseparable, then you will have absolute happiness. You will have an essential, a natural happiness. This is what is meant by inner happiness.
Then Tanda Korsa Tane, Papuyomo Kana, Takpuk Sengit on a king door, then Tela Sumba Sungot as a king, that is a Tana, pay Abu Yungrisam. Good connection.
It will be a good connection if after the course you go up to Helambu, to Yomokang, to Milarepa's cave, take the life story of Milarepa with you, or the 100,000 songs of Milarepa, and read the story about Milarepa in Yalmokang. An auspicious connection.
Location, shape, size, duration, and arraignment are inconceivable. Location, shape, size, duration, and arraignment are inconceivable. Location, shape, size, duration, and arraignment are inconceivable. Location, shape, size, duration, and arraignment are inconceivable.
Titering Tupuko Pichinko here, Savare, Tarzan.
Today this was an explanation about the densely arrayed universe, Akanishta. Tomorrow Rinpoche will explain the base essence flower ornament universe, which I shortened to BFO universe.
So nam yeshe lezo, tamba kunyi duparzo, munzu lembo kuyi tashishu, vienla chuchu sungi tashishu, tata chime tuki tashishu, Jarva kusum do jirajji su Nendere nimo dele sendele Nime konyang dele shin Nimsin tato dele pa Kuncho sum jirajji su Yeah.